Simin Shema Medalat Tifov Zayin. Gafelis Munachas Vemokim Shiravim Nizoykim Bo Yochel Lachabrit. There's a coal that is burning and it's a place we can endanger people. Then you might put it out. Beim Shema Tefes. Tefes is more than you because it doesn't make a coal. Ein Shema Eitz, which is more of an issue because if you're doing it for the coal, then it isn't a right. That we pass in it only to Rabbonim. But the Maisa, here's a Mokum Hezekiah the Rabbin, Logozri, and you're not allowed to put it out, and the Rabbin, Oysa the Shalait. The Rabbin asks you to put it out when it's made out of wood, because he always loves the Shalit Lagufa, it's a Daraita. Now there's a little Kiddush over here in the Rabbin, because there's room to say, since it's a Chashash of Nezek Harabin, so it's a Chashash of Kuch Nezesh. Even in Mutadu, is it the right? I know you have to say that over here there's no shash, that it's going to be a life threatening situation, it's just a shash of Nezik, therefore, if it's the right, it would be prohibited to put it out. The whole discussion about what happens to the power line for now, if you leave it alone, somebody touches it, it's finished. But it's a shash across the fashion. So, the two options is what you can do over here. Either you could not be Machal Shabbos, but have people watch over it the whole Shabbos to make sure nobody gets close to it. Or, you have Machal Shabbos, get somebody to fix it up so it should be out of the way. There's a big discussion in Yerushalmi, in Yerushalayim many years ago, Shalom Zaman Obach held, that there's no fear to do something out of the ordinary. You have to watch over it the whole time, rely on the Shreimim. Since you have a Matzah Sakona now, it's a fear mitzvah to get rid of it. Even though you put Machal Shabbos and you have some trick of not being Machal Shabbos. The other Rabbanah said, no, since you have a Shreimim to watch over, it won't damage anybody. That's what you do. Anyway. Shema Amidei, Chobesh Anishpur, Matilu, Yimena Sholosh, Mosin, Tzuzuz, Afilu, Bekelem, Harba. If a Chobesh, a jug, broke, as the Shibru says, doesn't make a difference if it didn't start dripping onto the ground, but did drip already. Lemaisa, Chazal was concerned if you're going to let him save anything he wants, he's going to look for many Kelem, and he may carry Kelem from Rosh Hashanah. Or he may come to fix the chobis. It's the same with the previous women. When a person is in a state of chazal, when a person is panicking and he's not really thinking logically, we have to be concerned to give him boundaries, otherwise he may overdo things. So, just like a fire is not put out the fire, but he's allowed to take out more than shalosh sudas, three sudas worth. He's in more than that, he's not allowed to take out by the fire. So, to over here, to state that he doesn't have his mind working properly, setting things properly, and therefore we also give him these limitations, only save three suitors. That way we'll protect him from young malachas. We have a few miles of mere suitors, massively. He could put it all into one plea, then he could save as much food as he wants. You could also tell other people, you could also save for yourself three suitors per person. As we learned before, three suitors in the beginning of Shabbos. After every meal, you knock down one meal. Shalogi spoke, Dani Shalogiusim spoke, and Loka Mariain, Lasso, Latifa, Zemish, and Rehisko. Says you should not soak up the wine with a sponge, because the concern you may squeeze it out, which will be an issue of Srita. A few of the Ashla Beit Achita, the Lechel Shah Srita, also Shalogiusim, the Shalogiusim, we learned in other places that if you have a sponge with a handle on it, you could use it to absorb things on Shabbos. But in this case, you shouldn't do it because you should make a sheener from the way you normally do it. Beitateach, Vashemin, Lahachnes, Yodoy, the conquest of that clay. You should also not wipe off the oil, the jug of oil, and wipe it on the rim of the clay. This is also to make some type of shiner. The Ramah says, "Yishayim zavu kavashin yishuvah shel boil." You have to have shiner shetaknen. If you have a big jug, a barrel that's cracked, then we're very concerned that you lost your peace of mind or set things properly, and therefore we're afraid and you may. And fix it. Avam nistak, the olive keeps it, it's just dripping a little bit. That ain't a bowl for kas, look it up to the kalin, look at the tzaris. Since it's just dripping and you can easily save what you can save, there's no limitations what you can save, because we're not concerned that he's gonna carry things from Mr. Rabin or fix the barrel, because he's still, his head remains level head. This is all talking about from one house to another, but to another house, they was married with, like we saw over there by a fire, so those are leanings about that. Because from a house to a chaser, going to a
house with a roof on it to an open area, so you may come to Rishas Zerah. If you're just moving from one house to another, then you won't inadvertently go to Rishas Zerah. The fifth day, Nishva Chavos Verosh Gagoy, Eriklim Aniyach Tastel, the jug or barrel of wine broke on its roof, is that bring another kli, put it underneath it. Like we said before, that it's one kli, even if you put all the wine into it, it's good enough. Bring another kli, and if it's pouring into the ear, that you shouldn't just put down a kli, but hold it, and take from the stream of wine that's pouring out of the barrel. In other words, it's standing below the roof, and as it's stream is coming down to the roof, you can catch it. Because of that, because we're concerned that you can look for more kalim, you may take it to the Shusha Rabin. It says it's talking about more than three suitors worth, but three suitors worth, you can do this even in this fashion, save it in this fashion, but bring a clean catch it from the stream that's pouring out. So the other clean out of yourself, or you serve the ratio God. You also soon bring another clean and put it straight connected to the rim of the roof as it's filling off the roof. Like I said before, if it's on one fleece, then you can do it any way you want to catch the eye and save it. And it can be a large amount also since it's all in one fleece.